and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Nighty-night. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I am going to explore with you a free service that will allow you to download various open source programs and other types of freeware and shareware trials for your computer in a flash. It is called Nighty-Night, N-I-N-I-T-E. This will allow you to neatly package installs of various programs so that you can into one executable file so that you can run it and all the programs will be installed at once. So I'm going to go into a web browser here.
Alert, web visum is now enabled. Close this message.
Google English homepage Firefox. And I am going to type in nighty-night.com.
Toolbar.
N-I-N-I-T-E.com. And see what we get.
64%. 100%. Nighty-night installer update multiple apps at once. Mozilla Firefox. Nighty-night installer update multiple apps at once. A Nighty-night installer, just pick your apps and click get installer. Nighty-night does the rest dash fully automatic. Heading level 3. 2 frames. 29 headings and 21 links. Nighty-night installer update multiple apps at once.
It's fully automatic like it says. And the page has headings so you can get to things pretty easily. And it has very few links so there's not a lot of clutter. What it does is it basically takes the programs, puts it in one executable, and then when you want to install it, whenever you want to install it, you just run the executable and poof, there it goes. It automatically goes out and retrieves the latest updates of your program. So if you have an installer that has all the things that you want, but it's a year old, it doesn't matter. Nighty-night should go out there and automatically retrieve it. And how do you select all these different programs, you ask? Well, you hit checkboxes. Again, simple.
Chrome checkbox heading level 3 web browsers.
And each heading, each category of programs is a level 3 heading. So we've got web browsers.
Messaging heading level 3.
Messaging.
Media heading level 3. Runtimes heading level 3. Imaging heading level 3. Documents heading level 3. Security heading level 3. File sharing heading level 3. Other heading level 3. Utilities heading level 3. Compression heading level 3. Developer tools heading level 3. Anything missing? Suggest an app heading level 3.
And you can suggest an application. You can email them with an app, say, ooh, I really like this app. I want it on Nighty-night. And they will do their best to accommodate it. And like I said, this is not only freeware and open source stuff, but also trials of shareware. So let's see. Let's go back to the
compute, other file sharing head, doc imaging head, runtimes head, media head, messaging head, web browsers heading level 3.
And I will just demonstrate how this works. We'll go from checkbox to checkbox, and we will construct a package and put it on our desktops.
Chrome checkbox not checked.
I don't want Chrome. Bleh.
Safari checkbox not checked.
I don't want that either for the PC.
Opera checkbox not checked. Firefox checkbox not checked. Skype checkbox not Firefox checked.
Do Firefox. And if you keep going through the checkboxes, it just sort of automatically migrates to the next category. So,
Skype checkbox not checked.
Let's do Skype. Now check. We're in messaging.
Messenger checkbox not checked. Pigeon checkbox not checked.
Pigeon.
Bixby checkbox not checked. Google Talk checkbox not checked.
Yet other messenger apps.
Thunderbird checkbox not checked.
And for some reason, they put Thunderbird under messaging. It's an email client.
Thunderbird. Email reader by Mozilla 3.1. AIM checkbox not checked.
Sort of qualifies.
AIM. AOL Instant Messenger 7.5.8.2.
And underneath the program name, it does give a brief description of what it is, like the actual name of the program and the fact what kind of program it is.
Yahoo. Checkbox not checked.
I don't want
Yahoo.
I
am client 10.0.0.1270. iTunes checkbox not checked.
Let's do iTunes.
Checked.
Now keep in mind, this is just going to package it. It's not going to actually install these. So.
Songbird checkbox not checked.
Hulu
checkbox not checked.
More media stuff.
Hulu. Internet TV. VLC checkbox not checked.
VLC is
VLC
a good
checkbox
player.
Checked.
That's a very good accessible. It's hotkey driven. I don't know all the hotkeys. There are a whole bunch. It's not really menu driven as much as hotkey driven, but it is accessible if you know all the key shortcuts.
KM player checkbox not checked. AIM checkbox not checked. AIM. IMP space.
AIMP. That's the one I haven't heard of before.
Uber 2000 checkbox not checked. Mm. Winamp checkbox not checked.
Winamp. Just had a tip on Winamp a couple days ago.
Checked. Audacity checkbox not checked.
Audacity is actually an editor, not a player.
Checked.
It's still in the player category.
Audacity. Audio editor 1.2.6. K-Lite codecs checkbox not checked. K-Lite codec. Video decoders plus media player classics have GOM checkbox not GOM. Video player 2.1.28.503.
I'm not sure if that's accessible or not. The last time I looked at it, it wasn't.
Spotify checkbox not Spotify. Online music service 0.4.9.295. CCCP checkbox not checked. CCCP. Video decoders plus MPC 2000. Media Monkey checkbox not checked. Media Monkey. Music organizer 3.2.5.
Media Monkey is one of those programs that is a shareware program, and you have to pay for a full version, but they give you a download here of a trial version.
QuickTime checkbox not checked. QuickTime. QuickTime checkbox. Firefox checkbox check.
QuickTime.
Firefox. Extensible Browser 4.0.
How did I get there? I wanted
Skype.
QuickTime.
Messenger checkbox. Pit. Media. Quick. Flash check. QuickTime checkbox checked. Flash checkbox not checked.
I don't want Flash.
Flash IE checkbox not checked. Flash. Flash checkbox not checked. Heading level 3 runtimes.
And we're in runtimes. That's the category that has Flash and Flash IE.
Flash IE checkbox not checked. Flash IE. Flash player for Internet Explorer. Java checkbox not checked. Java runtime environment. JREC.NET checkbox.NET. Microsoft.NET 3.
That can be handy. If for some reason you don't have the .NET framework installed, you can download the latest.
Silverlight checkbox not checked. Silverlight. Microsoft Silverlight 4.0.6. Air checkbox not checked. Air. Adobe Air 2.6.0.1914 blank. Heading level 3 imaging. Paint.net checkbox not checked. Paint.net image editor 3.5.8 requires .NET 3. Picasa checkbox not checked. Picasa photo manager by Google 3.8.1. GIMP checkbox not checked. GIMP open source image editor 2.6. UrfanView checkbox. UrfanView image viewer 4.28.
Now that last one's something.
XNView checkbox. XNView image viewer 1.97. Inkscape check. Inkscape vector graphics editor 0.48. FastStone check. FastStone image viewer 4.5 blank. Heading level 3 documents.
Documents. This is kind of cool.
Office checkbox not checked.
You can download a trial version of Microsoft Office right from here.
Office. Microsoft Office 2007 standard trial version. Open Office checkbox not checked. Open Office. Free Office Suite 3.3. Reader checkbox and Reader. Adobe PDF Reader 10.0.1.
And if you don't have Adobe X yet, you can download that from here as well.
Sumatra
Adobe
PDF
X.
Checkbox. Sumatra PDF. Lightweight PDF Reader 1. Foxit Reader check. Foxit Reader.
Foxit Reader. Nice idea. Not accessible at the moment, I don't think. That's the reader produced by Mozilla.
Alternative PDF Reader 4.3. Qt PDF check. Qt PDF. Print documents as PDF files 2.8. LibreOffice check. LibreOffice. Free Office Suite 3.3.2. JRE recommend. PDF Creator check. PDF Print documents as PDF files 1. Blank. Heading level 3 security.
Then they've got some security stuff.
Essentials checkbox not
they've
checked.
They've got Microsoft Security Essentials.
Great antivirus time. Avast checkbox not checked.
Avast, AVG, other security software, SpyBot, Malwarebytes.
File sharing heading level 3.
And then file sharing, they've got uTorrent or muTorrent, whichever you want to call it, and another other sharing options.
Other heading level 3.
And under other, they have
Dropbox checkbox not
Dropbox
checked.
Dropbox is on there. Yay.
Great online backup. Evernote checkbox not checked.
And Evernote,
Evernote.
Is on
online
there
notes
too.
4.3. Google Earth checkbox not Google Earth. Online Atlas by Google 6. Steam checkbox not checked. Steam App Store for games.
That's interesting. I've never heard of that one.
KeyPass checkbox. KeyPass. Password manager 1.
Now, one that I'd like to see is LastPass. They have KeyPass, which is like a password storage manager. But LastPass is another one. That's a good app, and I might email them with that, and I'll do a tip on that at some point once I figure it out.
Utilities heading level 3.
And utilities.
Team Viewer checkbox. Team Viewer. Remote access tool 6.0.10. Imburn checkbox. Imburn. Disk burner 2.5. C cleaner check. C cleaner. PC crap remover 3.5.
PC crap remover. Yes.
Compression heading level 3.
Compression. They have, I'm skipping over some of these in the interest of time. They have 7-Zip and WinRAR and some other utilities for compressing files. 7-Zip is excellent. We have a tip on that.
Developer tools heading level 3.
And developer tools, they've got FileZilla, which is an FTP client reader.
Python checkbox
not checked. And they've got Python and a couple other things under there.
Anything missing? Suggest an app. Heading level 3.
And then we're down to suggest an app. Now.
Blank. We only add popular U link show suggestion form. Blank. Heading level 4. No clicking next. Blank. Ninite fully automates installers off screen. Blank. Heading level 4. No toolbars. Blank. Ninite automatically says no to toolbars and other junk.
That's good.
Blank. Heading level 4. Always up to date. Blank. A Ninite installer always gets an app's latest version no matter when you made it. Blank. Heading level 4. It updates too. Blank. Just run your Ninite installer again and it will update the apps to their latest versions. Blank. Heading level 4. No signal.
So if you want to update everything all at once, instead of updating each one at once, you know, you have them installed, but if you want to update them all at once, you just run that again. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Blank. Ninite just works. No account, signal, or client
no
needed.
No sign up. No payment.
Blank. Heading level 4, 32 and 64-bit. Blank. Ninite installs the best version of an app for your PC. Blank. Heading level 4, international. Blank. Ninite installs apps in your PC's language. Blank. Heading level 4 and more. Blank. Ninite Pro has even more features. Link learn more. Blank.
You can buy a pro version.
Copyright 20.
But Blank. For our purposes.
Wrapping the top. Get installer button.
That version will
I for Java 3.6.2 Windows requires Java.
So after the developer tools, there is a button that's called Get Installer.
Get Installer button.
After the developer tools and before the little headings, we were just reading about what Ninite does. So I'm going to hit Get Installer.
50%. 100%. Ninite Audacity Firefox iTunes QuickTime Skype VLC Winamp Unattended Silent Installer Mozilla Firefox Loading. Ninite Heading Level 2 Link Opening Ninite Audacity Firefox iTunes QuickTime Skype VLC Installer.x Dialog Cancel Button.
And it puts all the names of the programs into a file name.exe, and it wants to open it.
Read only edit. Save file button.
Save it.
Downloads. Extended select list box. Nidite
and
has
it, it didn't save it into my desktop. It's Mozilla Firefox, and it's saving it in my downloads folder. And so, you know, but if you want to save it to your desktop, you can. And it's probably done by now.
Downloads, downloads, extended select list box, Nidite Audacity, Firefox, iTunes, QuickTime, Skype, VLC, installer.x1105am, 227kb.
Yep. It's done. And it's so small because it just tells Nidite what it wants, and then Nidite goes out and grabs it. Somehow the executable sets it up that way to, like, query the site, and then the site grabs them and shoves them back at you and installs them. So that's why these files, the executables, are so tiny, 227
KB.
And so that's it. That is how to use Nidite. Very simple, very nice. It has a lot of nice little programs on there, that, and you don't have to install them one by one by one, all the little executables. You can just poof all at once. It is simple as that. It's all checkboxes. The page is very easy to navigate with headings. I'm just really impressed with it. So that's all I have to say about that. Nidite, nidite.com. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.